don't we hit up the clam after?
Let's get a clam celebrate.
Seriously, you should consider. Oh, John. You can't do both, bro. That's fucked up. Bro, you need to go work.
Hello? Hey, is Jim there?
Who?
Jim Valencia?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Oh, is this Jim?
Gene.
Jim, how's it going, Jim? This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good look. Hey, don't want to take up a lot of your time here. You know, you're probably a busy guy, and I'm just trying to follow up on a finance offer that we had mailed out to the business a couple weeks ago. Wasn't sure if you happened to come across it or anything like that, but it was an offer for some equipment financing and working capital based off of some of your previous borrowing history that you had with U.S. Bank Corp. Back in 2013. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm just trying to circle back and, you know, introduce myself and see if you guys have anything coming up where you might need some additional financing, whether that's, you know, some capital or equipment that you're looking to bring on coming up towards the end of the year here.
No, nothing that I see on the horizon.
Okay. Is there a typical time of the year where you guys, you know, kind of look at the books, see whether or not you're going to bring something on?
Probably towards November.
Probably towards November. So coming up, not too far away. Okay. Do you guys normally kind of reevaluate everything and see if you want to bring on equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you guys made any new purchases this year?
No.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing new. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, when was the last time that you guys had brought something on?
That was last year, about November of last year.
Okay. Did you bring on like a new CNC machine?
No, a gun drill machine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A couple of gun drill machines. Yeah.
Couple. How much of those run you there?
They run about $40,000 each.
Okay. Did you pay cash or did you go with the equipment financing route?
No, we paid cash. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, not too much out of pocket, right?
No.
Okay. When do you typically go the equipment financing route? Is it normally for like I would imagine probably something that costs a little more than that?
Yeah.
Right.
Something over 100. Then.
Okay. Okay. And you know, do you guys have any projects coming up in which that might be the case?
Well, you might want to check with me in November, see, you know, where we stand.
Right, okay, yeah, not a problem, you know, just trying to get a better feel of, you know, how we can help out on our end at least, because the division of the bank that I work in, we specialize in providing this type of financing, equipment financing and working capital to machine shops in the manufacturing industry, so I'm kind of fairly familiar with how the process goes, you know, what you're looking to do with these pieces of equipment or if you're, you know, in need of some capital. A lot of the time when I speak to these business owners, they actually run into a problem where I don't know if this is the case for you, but a lot of them have a couple customers that run them a net 45, net 60 type deal, so they start running into cash flow problems, and that's the other portion of our programs that we offer other than the equipment financing is providing them with the cash that they need to put into their accounts just in case, you know, those problems arise with cash flow issues because of those customers that can't pay them. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, there's, I think a lot of customers are catching into that 45, 60 day.
Okay, do you run into, you know, problems, cash flow problems where you don't have enough money in the accounts where, you know, you're kind of strapped for cash and things look a little grim?
Well, I kind of stretch it out a little bit, you know.
Yeah, things get stretched out a little thin there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. is that something else that you could possibly, you know, be interested in using for the business so that you have money on hand other than, you know, the equipment that you possibly can bring on here in November?
Yeah. Well, like I said, give me a call in November. See, in the meantime, what you could do is send me the application, and I could just keep it on file ready.
Okay. All right. Yeah, how about this? What's the best email address I can shoot you over that application?
Eugene.
Valencia.
@att.net.
Okay, Jim, just to kind of, you know, tell you a little about us, kind of what we do, because I'm sure you probably get a bunch of these calls every day. You know, you get a little tired of them, I would imagine. And everybody kind of says the same thing. Oh, we can provide you with financing, provide you with money, things like that. But with us, since we're a privately held business bank, the Bank of Cardiff is, we actually have been in business for about 14 years, and we started off doing equipment financing. So that's kind of our bread and butter. And this working capital type of loan, it's a fairly newer program. It actually came out in about 2008 after the financial crisis. So what it normally does is kind of helps small business owners, get the money that they need if they can't get qualified with their regular banks. Because a lot of times that's the problems that arise is a lot of business owners go to their regular banks, and the process takes about like a month, 2 months just to even get an answer from them. And most of the time you get declined when you go to your local bank. But with us, we have a very simple process. It's just that one-page application and a few other documents that we require from you guys. And usually it's just 6 months of bank statements to kind of look at how well the company's doing, the overall health, things like that, and the most recent tax return, just kind of see the revenues of the company, because that's what the working capital loan is based off of. Are you familiar with the working capital loan at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, with us, what we do is we take your top line revenue. So let's say, for example, you did $1 million in revenue for 2015. We take about 10 to 15% of that and unlock it as unsecured cash to use for the business. So that'll amount to around $100,000 to $150,000 that you can use for the business in any way that you see fit. So usually, like I said, it's to cover those cash flow problems, just to have the money on hand, just to, you know, maybe even do some renovations, or if you want to hire a few people to be a couple new operators, things of that nature. But we were one of the first companies to pioneer this sort of newer lending product. So we have a lot of experience with it. And so we try and kind of get to know you as the business owner and you as the business, and see, you know, what type of programs we can, kind of cultivate and build and customize to your needs. Because essentially what it comes down to, Jim, is we want to build a relationship up with you. We want to earn your business. And to do that, you know, we want to have a relationship with your business as well as with you.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
it's a much different type of perspective that you'll get from these random numbers that are calling you and offering you money. Because we're real people on the other end. We were private business bank, so we have everything that's legitimate and everything that follows with being a bank. So if that's, you know, something to just clarify with you and kind of give you a little more background on us rather than these random people giving you a call. And just out of curiosity, Jim, is there, you know, what type of focus do you guys do over there? Like, do you work with a specific industry? Are you guys just a regular job shop? Why don't you tell me a little bit about your business as a whole?
I think it's 50% aircraft and 40% commercial.
Sorry, what was that? I think it was cutting out a little bit here.
60% aircraft, 40% commercial.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. That's good to hear. Do you like? Have you worked long with the aircraft industry?
Exactly, for about 20 years.
Wow. Is that how long you guys have been in business
25,
for?
25 was my own.
Wow! Congratulations, man. That's a long time. That shows that you've been well established within the industry. It shows that you have a knack for this, and that's something that we like to see on our end as well. It's kind of something that goes along with working with business owners who are true to their cause, that really like what they do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll shoot you over that email. Kind of give you a rundown of what we have to offer, as well as my contact information on that. So if anything does come up before November, feel free to give me a call to talk a little bit about the things that we have here to offer for you. I will follow up back in November, try and get a hold of you, and see if we can talk some business.
Okay.
All right, Jim. You take care, man. It's good talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.